Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're looking at the spiritual discipline of unplugging, and the scripture readings are from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, and Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. So the heavens and the earth and everything else were created. By the seventh day, God had finished his work, and so he rested. God blessed the seventh day and made it special, because on that day he rested from his work. And then in Mark, very early the next morning, Jesus got up and went to a place where he could be alone and pray. Simon and the others started looking for him, and when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "We must go to the nearby town so that I can tell them the good news. This is why I have come." Then Jesus went to the Jewish meeting places everywhere in Galilee, where he preached and forced out demons. So one of the great joys of life has to be vacation. Sue and I have a wonderful opportunity this year to take a vacation to one of the world's great wonders, the Grand Canyon. And while getting there is fraught with all kinds of opportunities for misadventure, being able to stand near the great rift in the earth will be spectacular. But vacations don't have to be spectacular to be spectacular. What makes a vacation amazing for the most part is the unplugging. Over the past few years, past few weeks, we have talked about ways to grow our spirituality. They're often called spiritual disciplines, but they could be called all kinds of things as long as we understand that they are intended to grow our relationship with Jesus. Doing things to intentionally grow our relationship seems on its surface a no-brainer, but we are often quite terrible at doing things that are good for us. Exercise, eating more fruits and vegetables. Do you really eat 3 fruit and 5 vegetables a day? More fiber and more quiet time. With work, kids, grandkids, laundry, dishes, a dog to feed and brush, bills to pay, Little League to attend, homework, actually getting to church for worship, and all the rest just consumes us. It causes stress and makes life just seem too hard. Vacation is the opposite, at least when it's done right. We intentionally unplug. We don't go to work. We don't pay bills, at least for that week. We aren't answering the phone. Well, not the work phone, probably the cell phone, which we probably shouldn't be. What we should be doing is resting and resetting and refocusing on the amazing wonder of life. For me, getting into the kayak and out in the bay, watching all the birds, the amazing dragonflies, the loons and the ducks and the geese, and all the wonderful water lilies floating on the bay with their huge red and yellow and white flowers. What we should be doing is noting for a moment how much taller the oldest is, how much cuter the youngest is, how much the lack of a crazy schedule allows us to relax. Years ago, I went to a stress management seminar. The leader pointed out that it takes 1/3 of your vacation to unwind and 1/3 of it to rewind to go back home and back to work. So in reality, the only days that are really vacation are the third of the days in the middle, which is why he recommended the mostly unachievable 3-week vacation. And while we go, "No way can I do that," unplugging nonetheless is amazing. We need to achieve it somehow. You ever see one of those house makeover shows where they put in a true soaking tub? Do you have any idea why? Unplugging. Where they add a bench in the middle of an amazing garden. Why? Unplugging. Or they design a backyard with a hot tub or a swimming pool or a tennis court or even a basketball court, something where you can unplug. It is the intentional decision to disconnect in order to quiet your soul so you can reconnect with you, or in the case of a spiritual discipline, to reconnect with the Lord of the universe. And it is the smartest decision you will ever make. Your blood pressure will thank you. Jesus suggests when we talk about prayer to go into the closet and shut the door. Follow Jesus' example and take a walk. Perhaps sit and have a heart-to-heart with the one who loves you more than anyone else. Follow God the Creator's example and take a Sabbath day and rest. We don't need more scrolling and streaming that waste countless hours. What we need is time and space to connect. We need to cut the cord, set the smartphone down, shut off the TV, close the laptop, and focus on God. Unplugging, of course, isn't limited to electronic devices. Those may be the biggest villains in today's world, but unplugging is also an invitation to separate from a lot of other stuff that has us in its thrall, the things that cause our stress and our inability to focus. It's an invitation to disconnect in order to reconnect with the people we love and care about, and the one who desires our presence, our time, our energy, even our love and devotion, Jesus himself. So hear this. You are cordially invited by Jesus himself to come and talk. All you have to do is unplug. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Word. Come on back. We're here every week.